Dr. Wolfers, how did your academic peers receive this study?
So I've been giving seminars, is what we academics do, around the country based on this. So let me actually read you a quote from ESPN.com. By the time the Times made the study public, it had been tested and questioned by high-wattage intellects across the nation. At the University of Chicago, the home of an economics department that has won more Nobel Prizes than any other, Wolf has successfully defended his work in a seminar packed with brilliant academics. Wolf has deftly fielded questions from the likes of Richard Epstein and Cass Sunstein, two professors of law and economics, whose own studies are recognized in universities and governments throughout the world. Stephen Levitt, the author of Freakonomics and the winner of the John Bates Clark Medal in Economics, one of the most respected economists literally in the world, says, "I've read through the paper and could not find any mistakes. It appears to be carefully done." I've given talks based on this at Northwestern University, Chicago University, Missouri, Wharton. My co-author's been to Cornell. The day before yesterday, I was at the annual meetings of the Society of Labor Economists